"Are you well enough to guard her?" my dad asked. I guess his compassion only went so far. Finn shrugged stiffly.
"Not if I'm escorting her around the city, but in the house with the added protection of your spells, I can manage it."
"Can't you find someone who isn't hurt?" I asked Dad, biting my lip as I looked at Finn. I hated the thought of him possibly having to defend me when he was already injured. I wasn't sure I could bear a repeat of this morning's nightmare.
"I can manage," Finn repeated before my dad could answer. "I wouldn't say that if it weren't true."
Dad nodded his agreement and turned to me.
"Even at less than 100%, you won't find a better guardian than Finn. Besides, I'm meeting Alistair and Grace for dinner and strategic planning in less than half an hour. I wouldn't have time to find a replacement."
I didn't bother to argue. I prefer to save my energy for battles I can win. Dad left about 10 minutes later, and I wondered what I was supposed to do for dinner. I'd skipped lunch altogether, and though Dad had called me to come down for afternoon tea, I hadn't taken him up on the offer. I was famished. Finn levered himself off the sofa, and I winced in sympathy. "Please, don't get up," I said, although he was already on his feet. "Do you need something?" My mind kept flashing back to the sight of his beaten and bloody face, to the knife stabbing through his shoulder until the tip was buried in the floor. And as brave and strong as he was, he hadn't been able to completely muffle a scream when the paramedic had pulled the blade out.
"I'm not an invalid," he said, and proceeded to amble toward the kitchen.
I was horrified when he started pulling food from the fridge, and I realized he meant to cook. That answered my question about dinner.
"You are not cooking," I told him in a voice I'd used on my mother when she was too drunk to be allowed near an open flame.
His response was to arch one brow at me while he continued gathering ingredients. It looked like he was planning on spaghetti and meatballs, based on what he'd pulled out so far. "I've been cooking since I was about 6, I told him. "I can handle making spaghetti. Please, sit down." My voice cracked a bit, to my embarrassment. But after what he'd gone through today on my account, it made something deep inside me ache to see him doing this for me when I could do it myself. I had come to Avalon partly in search of someone to take care of me, to let me be the child I'd never gotten the chance to be. Funny how now that I had the chance, I wanted nothing more but to take the reins back into my own hands. Finn put down the green pepper he'd been fondling and turned to face me, leaning a hip against the counter.
"I've been cooking since I was 6, too, and that was a lot longer ago for me than it was for you."
"But..."
"If you'd succeeded in having me sent home, I'd be in my own kitchen cooking my own dinner right now."
I swallowed hard a couple of times, hating the fact I felt like crying over something so stupid as who was going to cook dinner. I'd made it through the attack and its aftermath without bursting into tears. Surely I could hold them off now. Finn took a couple of steps toward me, and his voice gentled. He actually had a very nice voice, deep and kind of sexy, on those rare occasions he chose to use it.
"Dana, I appreciate your concern for me," he said, "but the truth is you were hurt far more than I was."
That opened the floodgates, and the waterworks started no matter how hard I tried to hold them off. I covered my face with both hands, still trying for all I was worth to force the tears back into my eyes. Finn nudged me, and before I knew it, I found myself in the living room, sitting on the sofa, a real linen handkerchief pressed to my eyes as I bawled like a stupid baby. Finn didn't say anything for a long time, letting the most violent waves of emotion settle. I was still sniffling and hiccuping when he finally spoke.
I'm a knight of faerie, he said. I have been a knight since I turned 18, and that was a while ago. I have been run through with swords, shot with arrows and bullets, tortured in ways I will not describe to you. It is my job, and knowing full well what that job entails, I choose to do it.
But they could have killed you, I protested, trying to wipe away the last of my tears with the soaked handkerchief. Finn actually grinned.
So could the ones who ran me through, shot me, etc. In fact, most of those fully intended to kill me, whereas the knights today did not.
He turned serious again.
Do not grieve for my pain, but do recognize your own, and let me take care of you.
I shook my head. So is cooking dinner part of your job description, too?
It is tonight. Let me do this one small thing to help atone for having been used as a weapon against you. Please.